Good afternoon. The cold front that brought showers and thunderstorms to the region yesterday continues to track off the eastern seaboard, and high pressure is building in at the surface. This will provide us with a good amount of sunshine throughout the day today, especially for the southern two-thirds of New York and New England. Across the northern third of New York and New England, some energy is still sliding by at jet stream level, and this will produce a decent amount of cloud cover at times mixing with sunshine, and perhaps even a passing shower across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, but mostly dry weather across the region today with high temperatures in the 70s to lower 80s. Into the night tonight, still some scattered clouds left over in the northern part of the area, while most of the southern half of the region will remain mostly clear, and temperatures will be back into the 50s to around 60. That same high pressure center will continue to keep it mostly dry for the day on Monday, but again, some energy sliding by could touch off a passing shower, but this will be the exception rather than the rule, with highs again in the lower 80s. As we get into the day on Tuesday, a more potent area of energy will head our way from the Great Lakes, and this will produce mostly cloudy skies along with more numerous showers and thunderstorms. Out ahead of this area of showers and storms, temperatures will be back into the lower to mid-80s. High pressure once again will build in temporarily for the day on Wednesday, keeping it dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s, but the overall unsettled weather pattern will move back into the region on Thursday and Friday. Still some scattered showers and thunderstorms around both days, otherwise partly to mostly sunny, with highs near 80 degrees. It looks like we'll kick this trough of low pressure out of the region by next weekend, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be near 80 again by Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the upper Midwest. While overall moisture will be modest across this region by July standards, jet stream energy will overspread an increasingly moist air mass at ground level in the vicinity of a sharpening front. At least widely scattered storms are most likely to initially develop across central Minnesota by late this afternoon in the form of semi-discrete supercells capable of large hail. A subsequent steady increase in coverage is likely through the early evening hours, at which time storms are likely to grow upscale, resulting in an increasing damaging wind risk this evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 126 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 80s, Boston, sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy, with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 103 degrees in 1936. And the record low, 41 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m. 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower tonight in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. mostly clear tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud, just the outside risk of a passing shower in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with more numerous showers and storms Tuesday, lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms on Thursday in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds with one or two showers or storms on Friday near 80. And a mix of sun and clouds right around 80 on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.